Time for World Sport from the BBC in London with me, Colin Maitland. And first, it's the World Athletics Championships in South Korea, where the shock story on Sunday has been the disqualification of Jamaica's Usain Bolt from the 100 metres final. Bolt, the overwhelming favourite to win the race, made a false start and found himself out of the race before it even began. Let's get the full story from our reporter in Daegu, Alex Kapstick.
Usain Bolt appeared casual and relaxed as he lined up for the final of the 100 metres. He was, after all, an overwhelming favourite. Seconds later, he looked frustrated and angry. There was no question he'd false started. He realised it as soon as the gun fired for a second time to indicate someone had left the blocks early. He retreated, seemingly in disbelief at what had blocks early. He retreated, seemingly in disbelief at what had just happened, leaving behind a stadium full of stunned spectators. In the absence of the world record holder, his Jamaican compatriot Johan Blake claimed the title, with a metre or so to spare, although the sight of a bemused and dejected Usain Bolt will be the enduring image of this final.
In other results, world 800-metre record holder David Rushisha of Kenya ran the fastest ever semi-final in the world's to book his place in Tuesday's final, and American Brittany Reese retained the World Championship's long jump title. Ibrahim Jilan of Ethiopia won the men's 10,000-metres race. In football, there are four Premier League matches on Sunday with a highlight at Old Trafford where Manchester United will host Arsenal. Elsewhere, it's Newcastle versus Fulham, West Brom at home to Stoke, and Tottenham at home to Manchester City. The score is 0-0 early in that match. Formula One's Belgian Formula One Grand Prix is about halfway through at Spa, and so far the rain has managed to hold off. There was gloomy news from McLaren's Lewis Hamilton, though. He crashed out on the 14th lap. Leading at the moment is Sebastian Vettel of Red Bull, with Ferrari's Fernando Alonso behind him, followed by Mark Webber. And speaking of Webber, as the Formula One season reaches its later stages, the annual rumours will begin about the future of various drivers, not least Mark Webber. Those rumours have been thwarted, though, by the news that Webber has extended his contract with Red Bull. Here's the team principal, Christian Horner.
Well, it was a situation where we talked at the beginning of the year and said, let's not even think about next year until the latter part of the summer. And we earmark, the end of August to sit down and have that conversation. And it was very clear that there was a desire on both sides to continue. And so it was a very straightforward, straightforward conversation with Mark to say, yep, let's extend exactly as we are for another year.
Basketball star Dirk Nowitzki has been awarded Germany's highest accolade for sport by the country's president. Nowitzki led the Dallas Mavericks to this year's NBA championship over the Miami Heat and was named the series' most valuable player. Congratulations to him. That's the latest.